Yeah, morning, guys. Morning, Mackay, and a very good morning to all our Triple M listeners up there. Can I just say, marriage is just a wonderful thing, and for my second time round, it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience to be married to such a beautiful girl. For those who don't know, yes, I did marry my divorce lawyer, and it cost me a lot of money. But anyway, it could cost me a lot more if I don't behave myself.
Hold on to this one, my friend, because she's got the tricks of the trade.
She knows what she's doing.
Exactly.
Well, you've got some leverage on her now, haven't you, apparently? You're telling us off air.
Are we allowed to talk about
it? Well, I don't know if we should be going down this road, but she's better known now as Paparazzi, and she made it very clear that she took the wrong photo of certain A-grade celebrities that were on Hamilton Island at the time. But that's a whole other story that we're not going to unpack today. But anybody that watched Channel 9 and saw Amal Clooney in a golf cart, thank you, Amity Anderson. You can thank her.
Morning, Julia. They're filming Ticket to Paradise, obviously.
Hope you're all well.
Yeah. Just to let you know, that beach that they're filming on until tomorrow has had naked bodies all over it for a photo shoot.
Spent a tunic. Yeah. Took a photo there of all the naked locals.
Well, it wasn't me. I can tell you that.
Dave was it. Dave was one of them.
Dave got his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I won't be buying that photo. No disrespect.
Oh, mate. Love having you back.
You can't see a thing anyway, regardless of the photo.
You keep on telling yourself that, Dave. It's all right.
Just think Peter Griffin. That's what we've got. All right, let's move on. How are we going sport-wise, mate?
Yeah, look, big news overnight. Obviously, the Dolphins were chasing Tino Faasulmoali to be their inaugural player and signing. They missed out on him. He's remained at the Gold Coast Titans on a long-term deal that'll see him there to the end of 2026. Now, look, the Dolphins have got some big irons in the fire. There will be an announcement today or tomorrow of a huge name that will be going to the Dolphins. There's a lot of water that's had to go under the bridge, but they are very confident that they will announce a massive name today, a Queenslander to actually go to the Dolphins. Ooh. And then hopefully the cards will start falling. From the Broncos' perspective, they're all worried about Payne Haas. Obviously, he's left his management and he's gone with Sonny Bill's manager, a guy by the name of Kota Nassar and Sonny Bill Williams. Now, their ties to the Roosters are quite well detailed and documented. And the Roosters, despite the fact that he's there till the end of 2024 at the Broncos, they're confident that they could sign him as well. So Brisbane, they're trying to get an upgraded extension. It's a $1 million deal for Payne Haas. He will sign a deal at the Broncos, I feel, that will see him remain at Brisbane for a long time on 10 mil. Cricket, I mean, it's a sexting scandal. It's 15 days to the Ashes. Tim Payne, I feel sorry for him. I mean, I do feel sorry for him, but he won't be in the side. I don't think he's not the best wicketkeeper in the country. So now that he's no longer the captain, I think he's gone. And to our WBBL team, I know they've been playing a lot of cricket at Great Barrier Reef Stadium up there. Mm. They're in that eliminator tomorrow in Adelaide. So best of luck to the girls, and hopefully they can get through that. And that is your sports wrap for you, boys.
Oh, it was sport and Hollywood. You can be our Hollywood reporter.
And Dave's junk. Yeah, let's talk about
Dave's
that.
Dave's junk. No, that's enough. I don't want to talk about that at all. Don't ever use that word in the sentence again. Thank you. Dobbo, you can catch him on the Queensland Rush Hour again this afternoon. Great to have you back on the air, mate. We've missed you, and we'll catch you again next Tuesday.
There you go.
Dobbo there from the Queensland Rush Hour talking about Dave's junk. He loves it. No, he doesn't love it, but just loves Jim Blossoms, Jane Dave, for breakfast here at Triple M.